specifically when it comes to that, the fight. I want to look at the difference. Because Gideon, you guys are familiar with Gideon a little bit. You probably heard Gideon maybe a little bit. We've been talking a lot about Gideon this weekend, not so much tonight.
Yeah, he hid in the wine vat.
He hid, exactly.
He went hid in the wine vat when they were being attacked, and you know, a guy came to him and told him that he was going to be the warrior.
Exactly.
Going to save him.
Exactly. And man, you know, Gideon, he's kind of like some of us, you know, in our lives, where we can let ourselves get to. I can let myself, where you guys, you know, we can let ourselves get to that place. Gideon, he's just doing his job. He's shucking wheat. He's hiding out in the wine press because he's scared of the Midianites. And he's just doing his 9 to 5 every day. He's living with a little bit of fear, maybe a lot of fear, you know, about what else is out there. He knows there's an enemy, right? He hopes that they don't come knocking on his door, but he just feels like if he can avoid it long enough, you know, maybe he can get through this life without actually having to, you know, try. And so there was Gideon hiding out, shucking wheat in the wine press. Just, you know, it was an old wine press. He's down there. He's doing his job. It's every day, 9 to 5. And all of a sudden, God shows up, taps him on the shoulder, and says, "Rise up, you mighty man of valor. You got an army to fight." And Gideon's like, "What, dude?" He's like, "You got the wrong guy. I'm just doing my job, man. They ain't none of this stuff. That's just for, you know, there's a few guys get that, maybe, you know, and it may be whatever, but nah, dude." He's like, "Man, you got the wrong guy. You know, head to the next one." It's like, you know, just keep going. And the second time, God said, "Gideon, bro," he's like, "I told you, rise up, you mighty man of valor. You got an army to lead. Not just an army to fight, but you also have an army to lead." And Gideon's like, "Man, you got the wrong guy." You know, and we're going to go through some of this tomorrow. But Gideon, then he began, and there's a difference. You guys probably heard, don't ever really test God, or don't ever, I should say, don't really tempt God. You know, Scripture says that, don't tempt the Lord thy God, right? What is the difference there? The difference being is that I'm going to go out and deliberately sin and put myself in harm's way, right? And then just say, "Well, God's got me covered," right? I'm going to go out and do something stupid and just say, "Oh, well, you know, God's got me covered." That's tempting God, right? There's a big difference. But yet, I can, you know, maybe test God. And maybe test is not the right word. But I can kind of like ask God to help me with my faith. And Scripture even says that, right? To help my unbelief. God, I can ask God that, help me with my unbelief. So Gideon, he said, "Okay, God, if this is for real, then I'm gonna need some help. Because I'm nowhere near where you're saying, you know, I'm gonna be, or I should be. I'm nowhere near that. I'm just doing my job every day. I'm doing ordinary stuff. You call me to something and I hear it. And it's in my heart that I watch stuff like this for us. It comes out. There's something on us. And think about you, whatever your film is. It might not be this one, maybe something else. Think about that film right now. What happens when it comes out?" You know, I didn't give you your journal things, but maybe after this, you can write it down. But, you know, tonight, as you go to bed, whatever, write it down. Think about the film. Write it down. This is the film that speaks to me, first and foremost. Second thing, you know, why? Why does it speak to me? What about it speaks to me? Think about it. What speaks to me most about it? Third thing, what person or whatever it is in there that is that guy? He's the one. There's something about him. There's something about him that I want to follow. I want to be. There's something about him. There's something there. You know, like Aragorn, right? He was same thing. He was the lowly ranger guy, kind of just doing his thing. And all of a sudden, the elf dude, you know, shows up and says, "You know, you the king, man." He's like, "Whoa." He's like, you're going to be the king. He's like, "You need to rise up." And he said, in fact, he hands him the sword. He says, "Become who you were born to be." It's exactly what he told him. And he hands him the sword, the king's sword. This is who you were made to be. In fact, he even says, put off.